Yes, the next election is still more than a year away, and it's been more than 50 years since an incumbent governor lost a re-election bid in Vermont. But the leading Democratic challenger says he thinks Republican Governor Phil Scott is vulnerable. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
There's a good chance you've never even heard of James Ehlers. He's never run for political office before, let alone held one. But he could well be the Democratic Party's next gubernatorial nominee, and he's just begun the long process of introducing voters to his platform.
I would like to start with a baseline, a fundamental philosophy that we're going to take care of people in this state. We're going to make sure that people have access to health care. We're going to make sure that people get fair wages.
Taking care of people is a stock sentiment in every candidate's stump speech. It's how Ehlers wants to go about doing it that could make next year's gubernatorial race so fascinating. Ehlers supports a $15 minimum wage. He says he'll champion a Medicare for All universal health care program, though perhaps only at the regional or national level. Ehlers even says he's ready to entertain the prospect of a guaranteed basic income, where every resident gets a lump sum annually to cover necessities like food and housing.
I know I'm going to be ridiculed and criticized. Vermont's a small state. We should let others lead.
And unlike Phil Scott, who has promised to veto any and all tax increases, raising new public revenues will be part and parcel of Ehlers' political identity.
I need to be out front offering a vision that Vermont is worth the investment. And I'm going to ask Phil and his friends, who are fortunate, they're millionaires, to do more.
Ehlers says increasing taxes on the state's highest income earners will deliver the revenues needed to solve pressing public policy issues. Ehlers is a longtime clean water advocate and president of Lake Champlain International. He says paying for the infrastructure needed to reduce water pollution is at the top of his gubernatorial to-do list. And in addition to taxing the wealthy, Ehlers says he's also prepared to raise taxes on corporations like large-scale farms and Unilever, which owns Ben & Jerry's.
I don't think it's unreasonable to bring those people to account to pay their fair share.
Jeff Bartley is the executive director of the Vermont Republican Party. Bartley says many of Ehlers' ideas are, quote, out of touch with the Vermont electorate.
He's out there talking about taxing farmers and taxing Unilever and Ben & Jerry's and everyday products, really, in order to push his social programs.
If Ehlers is indeed Democrats' nominee, then Bartley says others will suffer at the ballot box.
For the Democratic Party, I mean, it's really going to hurt them in how they define their message for 2018 because it just doesn't resonate.
Ehlers is a 48-year-old father of four young kids, and he says he's anticipating plenty more hits from the right.
I don't think it's radical to want to take care of single moms and their kids. I don't think it's radical to want to make sure that our seniors have access to health care.
Ehlers says he has no paid staff yet, but that his campaign operation will ramp up as the cycle progresses. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.